Sure looks and feels a lot like spring. Hard to realize that it's only February, and we've still got a ways to go until spring actually gets here. One of the rites of spring around here is the Earth Fair that St. Clair County Health Department puts on. Amy Meeker-Taylor is here to tell us all about the Green Guardian Award. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What does it take to be a Green Guardian?
So for the 15th anniversary of Earth Fair, we wanted to do something a little bit different. And so we are introducing this Green Guardian Award, and we want to recognize local green superheroes. So people in St. Clair County who've taken some initiative to do things that are more sustainable, to enhance, preserve, and protect the Blue Water area. So we're looking for, we have four different categories. We're looking for businesses, for individuals, for groups like scout groups or community groups, and then also a school or classroom.
Okay, great. So if you know somebody that fits that particular criteria, what should they do?
So they can go to the Earth Fair website, which is earthdayfair.com, and then on the website they can click on the Green Guardian link. It's super easy. It's just a Google form to fill out. Doesn't take very long at all, and we even encourage people to self-nominate. If you are part of a Cub Scout troop that has done something amazing, we'd love for you to nominate your troop.
Or a local business. Good
Absolutely.
Way to tell everybody, hey, we are environmentally conscious.
Absolutely, yep.
But what do they get, like a trophy? Or?
So we're going to actually have a banner that'll hang at the Earth Fair, and then they'll get to take it back to their business and hang it. The awards will be announced at Earth Fair, which is the last weekend in April.
Okay, very good. Is this a new award?
It is. It's okay. Brand new. This is the first thing the first year we've ever done it. It's actually brand new. There's nothing like it in the Blue Water area. We were inspired by Sarnia, who did this for the first time last year. Some of their winners were they had a coffee shop that won for their compostable coffee grounds and containers, a fifth grade classroom that won because they were promoting energy efficiency and collecting batteries and planting milkweed. So we were really inspired by all those great things going on in Sarnia and want to recognize people here that are doing those things too.
Yeah, some of the people that are most likely to be involved in this are young people. And I mean really young people like kids.
Right? Yes. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right. So, again, how does somebody go about nominating or themselves or somebody else?
So our website is just earthdayfair.com, and then they can click on the Green Guardian link on that on the website, and it's just a really simple form to fill out.
Okay, very good. And then what is the deadline for
February 28th.
That's coming up soon,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So that would be next week,
yep.
Actually. All right. So get those submissions in, and then the end of April is when the Earth Fair is. And that's always a lot of fun, isn't it?
It is. It is. Yeah, it's grown. It's grown so much in the last 15 years. The first couple years they did it was just a table in one of the barns, and now we take over all three barns and a good half of the park. So.
Yeah,
and
it really is a fair where, you know, family can come out and spend the whole day.
Yes. Yep.
All right. The end of April, and it comes up. That'll get here quick, won't it?
Yes.
All right, Amy, thanks for telling us about it, and hope you get a lot of people submitting folks for the Green Guardian Award.